Yesterday, a group on a banner concerned citizens for the protection of the Constitution, democracy, and the rule of law declared a White Tuesday. They marched up to Capitol Hill, where the legislature, executive mansion, and Temple of Justice are situated, chanting slogans calling on the Boakye administration to respect the laws of Liberia. The protesters, who wore white, were led by senior members and lawmakers from the former ruling Coalition for Democratic Change of former President George Weah. John J. Bappe is the chairman of the group. He explains to VOA the purpose of the protests.
From the formation of the government, President Joseph Newman Boakye and his Minister of Justice, they begin to remove 10 people from that position. That is the group population. And it didn't stop there. Many Liberians, civil servants, been dismissed from their job because of their political affiliation. For the president to wake up to even endorse situation at the House, where people who believe to be the tyrannical majority taking decisions unto themselves, we believe all these things are violation.
Bappe was referring to the ruling from the Supreme Court. In August, the head of the civil service agency, Josiah Jokai, implied that some government employees were sacked for posting denigrating statements about the president on Facebook and other media. However, the EPS director, Sam Gay, told FrontPage Africa that the dismissals were aimed at improving professionalism within the service. Bappe, a former official of the government, explained that the police brutalized the peaceful protesters by firing live bullets and arresting some of them. VOA could not independently verify the shooting.
We don't want violence to be the order of the day. That is why we assemble our people today, and President Joseph Newman Boakye and the police director were ordered to use lethal and non-lethal force against our people. The way the police brutalized our citizens, most of them got injured, over 75 of our people were arrested. Some of them have been taken to court.
Police Inspector General Gregory Coleman refuted claims that live bullets were used on the protesters.
The police guided them, protected their rights. When the barricade was broken and all verbal command failed, that was when there was an escalation. And that escalation was only with the use of non-lethal approach. At no point in time did we use live rounds. We even made vehicles available for you to go to the hospitals, mortuary. I also called all of our officers in different areas of command to check all of the clinics. To date, we have not established anyone injured as a result of gunfire.
The former ruling Coalition for Democratic Change Party issued a statement condemning the police action and what it calls the violent suppression of peaceful assembly. For Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipson in Monrovia, Liberia.